Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the half-yearly financial report 2019 of ZEAL and Lotto24. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to Jonas Mattsson.
Thank you very much, and good morning and welcome to this first joint conference call of ZEAL and Lotto24 regarding half-year financial report 2019. My name is Jonas Mattsson. I'm the CFO of ZEAL, and I'm together with Petra von Strömbäck, CEO of Lotto24. Thank you very much for your interest and for joining this call. Following the successful acquisition and full consolidation of Lotto24 since May 14th, we have decided to present the results together today, but also in the future. We hope this will be well received since the business and markets we serve are so integral to each other. I trust all of you have access to the presentation, which should have been distributed to you. If not, it's also available on the website in the Investor Relations section. On slide 3, you will find the agenda for today's presentation, highlighting the main areas Petra and I will cover before giving you the opportunity to ask questions. So we start off with ZEAL highlights, the presentation of the consolidated figures, and the first overview of the achievements of the Lotto24 integration. I will then pass over to Petra, who will report on the highlights of the numbers of Lotto24. This will be followed by a brief guidance for 2019 for the ZEAL group. Last but not least, we will summarize the key takeaways. Let's start by looking at our joint important events in the first half year that you will find on slide 5. We are very pleased that we successfully completed the acquisition of Lotto24 AG on the 14th of May 2019 and thus established the ZEAL Group as the leading online provider of state-run lotteries in Germany. Over 93% of Lotto24 shareholders have tendered their shares to us. We would like to thank you very much for this trust and do everything in our power to not disappoint you. The first success of cost synergies we promise are already evident in the early phase of this combination. I'll come back to this in more details later. But one milestone is that we already reduced the number of employees of the combined company from originally 350 to 271 in a first step. Through efficient cost control and our group-wide restructuring program, we kicked off already last year in the last quarter. We lowered our total cost base by 10.5 million euros, despite adding 3.9 million from Lotto24. Which now are fully consolidated into the ZEAL Group. Thanks to these cost savings, we almost doubled the EBITDA. And we have recently provided a guidance for the business year 2019 that I will elaborate on later. The next slide shows our financial performance in more detail. So let's go to slide 6. As mentioned, ZEAL has fully consolidated Lotto24 since the acquisition date, which was the 14th of May 2019. Billings and total operating performance increased by 26% to almost 180 million and by 6% to just below 80 million in the first half of this year. This was mainly driven by the positive contribution from Lotto24, partly offset by the negative effects from the closure of Lotto Network and Ventura 24 in November and December last year. On a like-for-like basis, this represents an increase of 2%. But let me briefly remind you that the closure of the Spanish brokerage business had no impact on EBIT, as this business was only break-even in the past. Development of jackpots for our individual product has differed significantly in the first half, especially Eurojackpot suffered in comparison to 2018, with only one jackpot at 90 million versus 8 last year. As I mentioned, the total cost base was successfully reduced by 10.5 million euros, despite absorbing the 3.9 million from Lotto24. Due to significantly lower headcount, personal expenses decreased by 27% to just above 11 million. Direct costs of operations fell by 21% to 17.7 million, primarily driven by lower hedging costs. The reduction in other costs of operations by 28% was mainly due to a decrease in legal and advisory, outsource, and rental costs following the adoption of IRS 16, which, to be fair, is a more of an accounting change. Thanks to the increased revenues combined with the reduced cost base, EBITDA almost doubled to 31 million euros. Amortization and depreciation rose to 2.5 million, mainly due to the capitalization of intangible assets after the acquisition of Lotto24 and the application of IFRS 16. We think that the profitability of the new Seal Group is better reflection in EBITDA, and we will therefore concentrate on this key figure in the future. But clearly, we will also provide information on the other lines in the income statement. Our EBIT rose to 30% to 20, rose by 30% to 21.4 million, despite extraordinary expenses of 7.4 million. The exceptional items incurred mainly in connection with the Lotto24 transaction, which came about 7.9 million, but were reduced by the removal of a provision of 500,000 in connection with the closure of the Spanish brokerage business. After restructuring costs of 3.8 million already incurred in 2018, 11.7 million of the total estimated 15 to 20 million have already been expensed at the end of June 2019. Let's now move to slide 7. We further increased our net cash position by 21 million or 23% to 111 million euros. But please keep in mind that Seal has reported a contingent liability since already in 2017 due to the uncertainty as whether to VAT is due for certain services of the MyLotto subgroup. This stands now at 76 million. With marketing expense of 11 million, the Seal Group gained 377,000 new registered customers. But due to a weak jackpot environment, monthly active users of TIP24 alone dropped as expected by 8% to 370,000. However, this effect was offset by the increase in average billing per user of TIP24 by 9% to 61 euros. One last remark about the KPIs. Of course, both companies will align and report the same KPIs in the annual report 2019, where both operating the same business model. Let's move to slide 8. I would like to give you an update of the integration process that we have already achieved and the milestones ahead. First of all, we have clearly defined a future internal organization structure. As of June 30th, we already reduced the combined headcount from 350 to 271, and we're confident to reach our target of around 200 employees by mid-2020. Our new colleagues from Lotto24 have already moved into the Seal office, so we're now sitting together, which allows the teams to work more efficiently together. And as I said, our internal cost restructuring program of 4 million in annual savings is reflected in the current cost base. At 30th of June, as I said, we have already incurred 11.7 million of the restructuring cost of the estimated 15 to 20 million. And we can further confirm that the planned annual cost synergies of at least 57 million euros, of which 80% are to be realized after the end of the first year and 100% after the end of the second year following the completion of Lotto24 transaction. Even though around 60% of the saving as well as the expected dis-synergies, will only take effect in the course of the business model change, the planned reductions in personnel expenses and other operating expenses within the combined company account for around 40% of the expected total cost synergies. The first successes are already reflected in these numbers. Last but not least, both business model change and the relocation of Seal's corporate Seal's back to Germany are planned for the end of October this year. Before I hand over to Petra, I would like to briefly touch on two other topics on slide 9. Brexit. As already mentioned, our relocation is planned to happen in October, which means before a potential Brexit. so the Brexit will not have any material impact on the Steel Group. German VAT. Since my last call with you in May, there has been no development in the court case. Unfortunately, I can't give you any new information on the timeline. The court is short of staff and apparently busy with other proceedings. But we remain confident that the ultimate outcome will be favorable for the Steel Group. Perhaps you wanted more information about our international business on this slide, which remains of interest to us. But here we have learned from our experience and improved our internal business approach accordingly. In the Steel Investment Division, we have now made 4 startup investments in an external company, which we are closely monitoring and supporting where necessary while continuing to pursue additional investment opportunities. Our objective is to learn from these companies, generate profits, and integrate exciting business ideas into the Steel Group. As part of our activities to internationalize secondary lottery, we now focus entirely on assessing the viability of the UK business before pursuing further international markets where permits are available. At Lotterweight, we continue to test promising ideas and opportunities to become active in the lottery sector as an operator ourselves, like with UNICEF. We will let you know whenever exciting developments emerge here. But I would like to be very clear. The number one focus for the company is to make German integration and the business successful. This is where we, in the short and midterm, can create most value for you as a shareholder, and that's where the focus should be. With these words, I would like to hand over to Petra.
Thank you, Jonas. Good morning, everybody. My name is Petra von Strombeck, CEO of Lotto24, and I would also like to welcome all participants and thank you for your interest. So let's start on slide 9 with Lotto24 standalone and an overview of the important facts of the first half of 2019. Just to avoid any misunderstanding, my part reflects the full first 6 months of Lotto24, whereas Jonas' part of the Steel Group only includes the last 6 weeks of Lotto24 since the completion date of the takeover. First of all, we obviously became a member of the Steel Group and are now fully consolidated as of May 14th. Due to the comparatively weak jackpot development, billings and revenues were below previous year for the first time, which was expected. Nevertheless, we have been able to double both EBITDA and EBIT. To our great regret, Magnus von Zitzewitz, member of the executive board and my long-term colleague, has left the company by mutual agreement and on amicable terms as of the 30th of June. But I'm very happy that Jonas Mattsson joined the board, who's sitting here with me today, and took the additional responsibility as CFO of Lotto24 as of 1st July. On the regulatory side, there are quite some news. The Ministry of Lower Saxony for the first time prohibited a large internationally active payment provider from participating in payment transactions in connection with non-locally licensed gambling in Germany. They are putting pressure on a number of payment companies, and the majority of these companies have already reacted and stopped payment. Also, the members of the Prepaid Association expressed their support for waiving participation in payments in connection with gambling in the secondary lottery sector. So the sea gets rougher for secondary lotteries, and I'm happy that TIP24 is about to change the business model. Moving to slide 12, I would like to show you our business development in more detail. Due to the exceptionally strong Eurojackpot trend in the first half of 2018, with a total of 8 jackpots of 90 million euro, this year we only had one, we were not able to achieve year-on-year growth for the first time. So in the first 6 months, our billings and revenues decreased by 2.5% to 157 million euro and 7.4% to 18 million. Due to the jackpot-related lower share of lotto clubs, our gross margin of 11.5 fell just short of the prior year figure of 12.1. Mainly due to the year-on-year increase in headcount, personnel expenses rose to 4.4 million euros. As of 30th of June, Lotto24 employed 101 people. 41% of our employees in marketing and another 41% in the IT department. Other operating expenses decreased to 10.5 million euro. Due to the comparatively weak jackpot trend in the first 6 months, marketing expenses decreased dramatically to 5.4 million euro. And as they developed more or less in proportion with billings, direct cost of operations fell to 1.3 million euro or 0.9% of billings. Indirect operating expenses increased to 3.8 million euro. As we strengthened our internal IT department with freelancers due to the lack of skilled staff, there was a strong rise in the use of external IT management and consultancy services to 1.3 euro. At the same time, there was an increase in legal and consultancy fees, in particular to 1 million euro, of which consultancy fees of 632,000 euro were incurred in connection with the takeover. Consistent with the ZEAL Group, we report EBITDA for the first time. Due in particular to the lower marketing expenses, EBITDA and EBIT more than doubled to 2.8 million euro and 1.5 million euro respectively. Before one-off expenses of 570,000 euro, EBIT even reached 2.1 million euro and thus tripled compared to the prior year figure. Nevertheless, net profit of 1.6 million euro was down on the previous year due to a positive technical tax effect in the first 6 months. Moving to slide 13, you will see that our cash position at the end of June amounted to 10 million euro. As you know, for reasons of efficiency, we manage our marketing activities according to the jackpot situation. Regarding the comparably weak jackpot trend, we gained 190,000 new customers in the first 6 months as a whole with a CPL of €28.66. Last but not least, I would like to confirm our outlook for 2019, Lotto 24 on a standalone basis, on slide 14. In 2019, we'll still plan to extend our market leadership as an online provider of state-licensed lotteries. Subject to any guidance adjustment deemed necessary in the course of the year due to the takeover, we expect stable figures for billings, revenues, and gross margin in comparison to the previous year due to exceptionally strong jackpot trends in 2018. We also anticipate a fall in the number of new customers and a rise in CPL. Depending on external conditions, especially the jackpot trend and marketing investments to attract new customers, our EBIT will continue to be well above the break-even point without considering any transaction costs incurred during the takeover. I hope this short summary gave you a good overview, and I would like to hand back to Jonas.
Thank you very much, Petra. We are now on slide 16. I would of course like to add a consolidated guidance for 2019 for the entire ZEAL Group. As described in our last published report, in view of this special situation with the Lotto 24 transaction, we did not provide any financial guidance for this year until just 2 days ago, together with the ad hoc announcement. Let me start by saying we unfortunately, in the second lottery held by MyLotto, customer won 26.3 million just a few days ago. The self-retention specified in MyLotto's hedging instrument will be utilized, part of which will be covered by those instruments. Total operating performance and EBITDA in the current fiscal year will therefore be impacted by 21.5 million euros. Possible further jackpot winning this year will have no negative impact on EBITDA due to the full utilization of our self-retention. In addition to this future jackpot development, the exact timing of the planned business model change is of decisive importance for the ZEAL Group forecast. Since the more profitable secondary lottery business will be converted to a more stable brokerage business from this date, ZEAL expects negative effects on the revenues and profitability in the fourth quarter of 2019. Based on the expectations of a business model change, and the effect of customer base cannot be conclusively assessed from today's perspective, but including the big prize payout, ZEAL anticipates total operating performance of 2019 financial year significantly below previous year, which was at 160 million euros, and EBITDA between 21 million euros. Last year we had 48 million euros. The dividend policy of 2019 remains under review. You have heard a lot today, and probably you won't remember all of it. Nevertheless, we would like to briefly summarize on slide 7 what we have just heard. Next to our stable business development, we are in a good position to achieve our goals. We defined our internal organization structure. We are on track to achieve our announced cost synergies. The majority of our planned implementation costs have already been spent, and we almost doubled EBITDA thanks to the lower cost base. Both the business model change and the relocation back to Germany are in preparation and planned for October 2019. Even though we still have a lot of work to do, we are well on the way of achieving unification with Lotto24 and the transformation of our German core business into online lottery brokerage as planned. We are convinced that this combination of the two companies will provide the best path to sustainable growth for the Ziel Group and will lead to a tangible added value for our customers, employees, and shareholders. With this, I would like to conclude and open up for questions from participants. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and the star key on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to withdraw your question, please press 9 and star again. Please press 9 and star to state your questions. And first up is Patrick Schmidt from Warburg Research. Over to you.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Couple of questions from my side. In terms of your cash position, the difference to your stated 130 million on your balance sheet and the reported net cash position of 110 million on slide 7 of your presentation, I assume are customer deposits and hedging reserves, or is there anything else we should have to consider? Next question is going forward then. I mean, you just announced a large price payout for Q3, so I assume Q3 will be loss-making as well as Q4, owing to the change in business model, obviously. So where do you see your net cash position at the end of the year, and what kind of potential do you see for additional free-up cash, and what kind of cash reserves do you associate with a potential VAT payment at the end of the year? That would be great to know. And lastly, maybe what is included in your financial asset position, and is there room for some cash realization, or how do you look at this position? And then maybe two small follow-up questions. IFRS 16 effect, could you tell us the figure? And on your EBITDA guidance, 18 till 21 million, is that before or after exceptional items? Because now your EBITDA is reported before exceptional items, but I guess these 18 till 21 are reported, just to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patrick. I will see if I'm able to respond to all of the questions, but let's start from the bottom. You talked about EBITDA. Yes, this is before the exceptional items and before the amortization of and depreciation. We think this is a better measurement in order to compare year over year, because we didn't have this amortization last year. So this is a better reflection. But just to be clear, this is before exceptional costs. The cost for IFRS 16 or the is 0.8 million, so 800,000 euros, which is the savings or the move from the P&L to the balance sheet. In terms of the cash position, you are absolutely right. We have to take into account the hedging reserve of 21.5 million. We are now talking as a date of 30th of June. And you have also the customer liability and all other liabilities. That's how it's coming to the amount of 111 million. Normally, you would assume that you could release the hedging reserve, but that will be fully utilized in August. So that's where we are at this point in time. I cannot now give you any guidance on the net cash. We just give you on the EBITDA level. You also talked about profit and for the Q3 and Q4. We only see a negative impact on the Q4. In the Q3, we will have mostly the secondary lottery or lottery betting, and so this will be a Q4 effect only. Freeing up cash, of course, we're freeing up cash where we can, but I think the hedging reserve has been the biggest impact, which will now be utilized in August.
Okay, thank you. Just quickly follow up on Q3. I assume it will be negative owing to your price payout, not owing to the business model change. Is that correct?
That's right. So the business model change is happening Q4, but the 21.5 million hit will come into the Q3. You're absolutely right on that point.
Okay, and the free up potential from the hedging reserve, will happen at the end of the year when you're restructuring your or getting rid of your hedging structure from the off balance sheet bond, right?
Yes and no. So we will free up every cash we can do, especially when we are now operating a much better business model. But the hedging reserve that we have talked about in the past will be fully utilized in August when we pay out to the customers. The customer won 26 million. We will use the 21.5 in hedging reserve. So there is, after that point in time, nothing more to free up.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay, understood. Thanks.
So the next question comes from Andreas Masek, TechTrade 93. Over to you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, good morning to all. I have three questions concerning the dividend policy and also what concerns the stock exchange quotation at the moment. You are telling us that you are reviewing the dividend policy since many months. So what can we expect as tendency? You will more increase or decrease it coming from €1. Furthermore, could you please tell us your maybe already existing plan or conception to structure the dividend policy in the future, maybe in percent of the net profit? And last but not least, would you comment that the stock exchange quotation is lowest in the history of Seal? And what is your intention or maybe also plan to promote it in the future? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for these questions. As I stated, the dividend policy is under review, so therefore we cannot comment on any specific guidelines for this one. It's under review, and the company will come back to the investors in due course, which will happen in this year with our future policy. In regarding to stock exchange, of course, management should not comment on the stock price, but it's clearly that management are not satisfied with the development so far, and we will do everything we can in order to increase the shareholder value. The first priority is to make the integration with Lotto 24, the transformation, successful, and that will lead to strong numbers and also having even stronger communication when you explain how the business will develop further. That will help and support a better understanding, and hopefully that will be taken into account by the market.
Let me ask, you don't plan any structure of the dividend policy in the future, maybe based on net profit or what else as key figures?
So what I just said was that we are reviewing our dividend policy, so therefore I can't comment on any potential structures, how we will do with this in the future.
When can we expect your statement concerning this, your final statement?
We are planning to come out with a market before the end of the year with our dividend policy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. So for any additional questions, please press 9 and star key. 9 and star for any additional questions. And a follow-up question comes from Patrick Schmidt from Warburg Research.
Yeah, thank you. Just a quick follow-up. As you said, the 18 to 29 to 21 EBITDA for the full year is before exceptional items. What do you plan as exceptional items until the rest of the year? Thank you.
Thank you. So we have assumed or estimated 15 to 20 million euros for the full transaction of this integration with Lotto 24. Last year we incurred roughly 4 million. So that means that the full year of 2019 will then have somewhere between 11 and 16 million euros on exceptional costs. And there could be a small part that is also following in 2020, but the majority will be this year.
Okay, thank you.
And the next question comes from Heinz-Gerd Finken from APOS. The floor is yours.
Good morning. I have one question concerning the migration of the customer base to the Lotto 24 system. How will this proceed? How are customers being asked to migrate the new or other platform? Is this process very complicated, or is it just doing a click and everything is done?
Hello, good morning, Mr. Finken. Let me answer your question. Obviously, for data protection reasons, we need the consent of the customer to do the transfer. But what we are currently doing is that everybody or all Zeal customers, TIP24 customers that log into the TIP24 platform are shown a page where they give their consent to. So we are currently collecting customer by customer even before the business model change takes place to make sure that the maximum of customers is already informed, involved, and has given their consent so that we can transfer the maximum of billings and revenue to Lotto 24.
What is your experience for the time being?
Oh, it works out very well, and we have almost no refusals, so we are very positive.
Thank you.
For any additional questions, please press 9 and star. There are no further questions.
If there is no further questions, we would like to thank the participants for this call, and obviously happy to take further questions if you send them to our investor relations team. And thank you so much for taking the time and the interest in the Zeal and Lotto 24 subgroups. So thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.